The Petersburg Borough Assembly considered a resolution to change assembly meeting times. It proposed moving all meeting times to 6 p.m. in the evenings instead of alternating noon and evening meeting times. Three residents spoke in support of the resolution. Dana Tinas called in to comment.
For the past several years, the Borough Assembly has met alternately at 6 in the evening or 12 in the afternoon. Unless a person really has their finger on the pulse of local politics, that's hard to keep track of. It is particularly a problem for people who are not retired, who still have day jobs.
Gloria Ann Wallen testified in person to support evening meetings and suggested meetings be moved to 7 p.m. instead of 6.
Just because for those of us that are in the working public, it's really hard for us to, as well as department heads, to get home, get our kids situated, get a babysitter that isn't in a sport there and able to attend our kids to be here for the meeting. So I don't know why 6 o'clock is now the new norm for most meetings, but it really isn't convenient for people with children.
Assembly member Donna Marsh proposed an amendment to the resolution so that meeting times would be moved to 7, but that amendment failed. The Assembly received one letter against the resolution and one supporting. They also received an unofficial petition with 72 signatures in support. Assembly member Bob Lynn spoke at great length against changing the meeting times and reminded the Assembly of its history considering this issue. He said the alternating times allow a wider variety of participation.
Having noon and night meetings assures that all residents have an opportunity to be heard, regardless of how they chose to participate. The ways of participating vary.
He noticed that those comments in favor of only having evening meeting times said that the borough should not favor the minority at the expense of the majority. Lynn said this conflicted with the aims of the borough when they originally considered accessibility.
One common value that emerged, and I want to emphasize this, was to assure that everyone in the borough had an equal chance to participate regardless of whether they were in the majority or the minority.
Ultimately, the resolution to change meeting times to evenings failed with a 4-3 vote. In other assembly business, Assemblymember Bob Lynn was appointed as vice mayor. Amber Burrell will join the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, and Scott Roberge will fill the vacant seat on the Harbors and Ports Advisory Board. The Assembly passed two resolutions for the third and final time. Moving forward, properties seized by the borough due to tax foreclosure will be sold instead of held for public use, and the Assembly approved the adjustment to next year's fiscal year budget for known changes. The Assembly postponed making a decision on whether to appoint an outside law firm to represent the borough in a lawsuit. The lawsuit relates to a public records request. It was filed against the borough and clerk Deborah Thompson by Dan Koenigs. The firm suggested by the borough's insurance is Germain, Dunnigan & Owens of Anchorage. The Assembly chose to move that discussion to a special closed meeting that took place on Friday at 5 p.m. so they could privately consult the borough's in-house lawyer. After that special meeting, the Assembly passed the resolution to appoint the law firm as special legal counsel for the lawsuit. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.